I was named Lupa by a writer, an English writer actually, Dick Haptich. He described me as savage and maternal, and he thought of Lupa, the she-wolf. Okay, I was raised in a family of artists. My father was a painter, and my mother was an actress, and my brother was a songwriter. I came over on holiday. Obviously, I wanted to learn the language. I discovered more and more and more music here, and that's, I think, what made me stay. There's obviously a big pop market in this country too, but the attitude is much more cool and laid back. Private life is very much focused on my work, and my public life is like it's a declaration of who I am and what I do. Music was part of my life since an early age. I actually took classical piano lessons from the age of 3, and I was singing folk songs with my grandma, and my brother was writing songs. I was singing along with him, and I'm very much into obviously artists, songwriters. Joni Mitchell is one of my favorites. The main one is jazz. I'm definitely a jazz fanatic, but I listen to everything. I get to a point where, though, I have to stop and make my own. I kind of like got lost in various other, sectors of the arts, and I ended up modeling. I ended up at drama school, which helped a lot actually. With acting, the stand innovation is even better, because you just get a lot of energy from a lot of people. It's just a natural high. While I was doing my one woman show, literally, backstage. In the theatre, I started off translating scripts from Italian into English, and then from there I started developing my own monologues. Music happens in strange ways. Sometimes you could be listening to something and all of a sudden you come up with an idea, and you switch everything off and you start indulging into that. Sometimes it can be in a dream. Sometimes when you're having a bath. Lupa, the she-wolf. It's in me, I can't help it. Yeah, that's me.